And here is the writer's almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of July, 2012. It's the birthday of Gustav Mahler, born in Kalisz, Bohemia, in what is now the Czech Republic, 1860. Famous throughout Europe as a conductor, a fanatical worker, a perfectionist, which made him difficult to work for. There's always somebody calling for Mahler's resignation. The year 1907 was hard for him. He was forced to resign from the Vienna Opera. His three-year-old daughter Maria died, and he was diagnosed with a fatal heart disease. Mahler believed that he had had a premonition of these things when composing his tragic symphony, number 6, the year before, which ends with three climactic hammer blows, representing, he said, the three blows of fate which fall on a hero. It's the birthday of the artist Marc Chagall, born in Vitebsk, Russia, 1887, one of nine kids in a family of modest means who wanted to be an artist. Moved to St. Petersburg, went to art school there, but it was in Paris, surrounded by other artists, that he began to develop his style. Though he was homesick in Paris, he could not speak French, he said, "My art needed Paris like a tree needs water." Chagall, known for his bright and complex colors and his fantastical images from Jewish folklore, ghosts and livestock and weddings, fiddlers, scenes of the village of Vitebsk, a couple floating in the sky, and fish. His father had worked for a fishmonger. It's the birthday of the historian David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh, 1933. His first breakthrough book was Truman, 1992, one of the best-selling biographies ever. And 9 years later, another, John Adams, which became one of the fastest-selling nonfiction books in history. And it was on this date in 1928 that sliced bread went on sale for the first time. A jeweler from Davenport, Iowa, Otto Rowetter, had designed the Rowetter bread slicer, which he sold to a baker named Frank Bench in Chillicothe, Missouri, as a result of which Chillicothe now advertises itself as the home of sliced bread. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Nystrom, entitled Cousins. Afternoons, Grandma sent us inside, but we could never nap. Below the hot bedroom, stairs sank to a dirt cellar, crumbling walls that made us wonder if the house would fall in. Twisted onions under us, beet jars, mud smell dark of a grave, scratch of mice we'd been told might crawl up inside our dresses. Hours dreaming without any rest, sticky in our thin cottons, till she'd call Linda, Debbie, Lois, through the hazy curtain, wanting us to come out again, pick beans or lettuce from the garden, or carry pails down to the choke cherry bushes by the stock dam. We'd follow cattle paths below the bluff and back up, then sneak right past her at the clothesline, climb to the loft where we could look out beyond the windbreak, across the fields, watch for truck or tractor, cloud of dust disturbing the air, sign of the men. Cousins, poem by Deborah Nystrom, from her collection Bad River Road, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.